Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Thursday. We're doing a 90-minute show today. This is Kelly with Birth Cards, and we're going to have Tristan on with some angel cards and intuitive reading stuff today. Time for the usual announcements here. I believe we are still looking for, Jethro is still looking for the person who won the half-hour reading, Marie Francis. Your email, mt74_98@yahoo.com. If you would call Jethro and set up that reading. He hasn't heard back from you yet. Alrighty, and thanks to the people who are sending emails. It's like he's appreciating those. Those are really nice. And this month, Jethro is doing a once-only deal, is what we'll call that, is for the month of April only. If you book with him, book a reading with him in April, even if it's May, June, or July when the reading is, he will honor the price of a 50% discount. He said about halfway through the month he's never doing this again. So if you want to take advantage of that 50% discount he is offering out, go ahead and call him. His number is 928-284-0437 to schedule that, or you can also contact him through the website, which is www.jethrosmith.net, or either of his emails, which is psychicjethro at AOL.com or jethropsychic at gmail.com. Let's see, what else? Also, you can be entered in the drawing contest, whatever you want to call that, to win a free half-hour reading with him. For anyone who buys Jethro and Kay's new book, Living in the Psychic Realm, it's published by Balboa Press, and it's available either through Jethro's site or also at Barnes & Noble booksellers. They finally got it listed in the New Age section. It's also available through Amazon. So when you go and buy that, if you just hang on to the receipt and then make a copy of that so you can, like, email it into his website or his email at the psychicjethro@AOL.com, you will be entered in the drawing to win a free half-hour reading with him. And that is, his normal prices are $120 for the hour or $60 for half hour. So with this, between winning a free reading, which is nice, or even getting that 50% discount, it gives you an hour with him for $60 or half an hour for only $30. So that's a really good deal. As a, you know, book now and take advantage of that, because it'll never be that low again. Let's see. We also have Tristan with us. You can get her email at triscuit17@yahoo.com to get a reading with her angel cards. Also, myself, I'm at kcbirthcards@gmail.com or 719-289-4907 to either order birth card readings or talk with me about healthy coffee. And I'm also going to put out there on the airwaves today, had a really interesting thing happen. Of course, people who are probably more computer literate and savvy than I am are probably already aware of these things, but I got the weirdest phone call, and it was from a phisher. It's these people who call your phone and say, I'm from Microsoft, and launch this in email. So anyway, if you get a call from this number, 727-213-1230, watch out for them, because they're scammers. It's like they I reported them to Microsoft already, but they're real tricky. It's like this guy asked me to go to www.microsoft-technicalsupport.com, and it looks like a real site, but it was not. And after I read the little warnings that did pop up, it's like I got off the phone with him, and I got a hold of Microsoft and said, here's another one. Turn them in and watch out. So I'm just kind of giving our listeners a head up today that I know of that one, because they just hit me personally this morning. Although, I didn't play the game, only to a certain point, just long enough to get their information and turn them in. Alrighty, we do have some guests coming up this Friday, Jethro, which is tomorrow, because my goodness, today is Thursday, this week has gone fast. Tomorrow, Jethro is going to be on. Our special guest is Lady Palmer, and she is... She's got some different gifts, so let's put it that way. One of her gifts that she tells us is that she has the ability to see other people's gifts and to help people to develop their gifts. So it's like that will be a really interesting show tomorrow. That's about it starts at noon Rocky Mountain time, 11 Pacific, 1 o'clock Central, and 2 o'clock Eastern. They'll be on for 90 minutes, and he's going to kind of do a little interview with her for maybe the first half hour or so, and then they're going to be doing some calls, and we welcome questions from people who have, might want their gift identified with what she thinks your metaphysical gifts are, and then she'll give you some information on how to develop those. So that ought to be an interesting show tomorrow. And then Saturday, Jethro is going to be on, and as far as we know, Sondra Green is going to be on with him that day. And then on Sunday, I believe we have a little gal by the name of Crystal coming on. We're still in the work confirming. We've been missing each other and playing telephone tag, but it's like I believe she's coming on. And then in the upcoming times here, we have Deborah Katz, May 11th, is going to be on with Jethro. And then Sherry Caluso is going to come on May 17th with us. On the Thursday show, and she's also going to come on June 9th on Jethro's show. So she does all kinds of interesting stuff. She does jewelry, and she also does, if people want kind of a mini reading from her format, the way she does it, she has you type into her email, when you type in, just say, hi, Sherry, I'd like you to answer my question, either on the May 17th show or the June 9th show. And her email is terminal, T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L, wanderlust, W-A-N-D-E-R-L-U-S-T, at msn.com. And so if you may have a question for her that you want her to answer on the air, that's her format. And she does jewelry, so it's like we're getting some people who have some different talents. There's also, Tiara Crawford is coming on, and she'll be on with us May 3rd. She's got a really cool website. It's for helping young people at www.strutforyourcause.com. She's also on Facebook at, it's called Sila Couture. It's S-E-L-A-H-C-O-U-T-U-R-E. And that is also her email at silacouture@yahoo.com. She's on YouTube. She is a fashion designer. She's just stepping out as a designer. She's been in production. And now she's kind of taken her first steps out as a fashion designer. She designs clothes for people like individually. It's like really amazing. So she will be on with us. And, of course, May 2nd, we are going to have Psychic Leo Brown back on with us. So we've got some variety of guests coming up. So we look forward to people being able to come on and get on with us on different days for different things and listen in and see what's going on. All right here. Let's see. And Tristan, are you there with me here? It's like we have got quite a few people wanting either some birth cards or some angel cards today. So we're going to start right in here because I want to make sure we get everybody today. So first of all, we're going to start with area code. Let me make sure my back office is working here because sometimes my clicker is... Yep, it's doing some stuff here. Okay, there we go. Got the circle. I know. It's like it's been one of those back office studio days moments. Okay, 302, you are live on air with Kelly with birth cards and Tristan with angel cards today.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, how are you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
All righty. Well, we appreciate you listening to all the messages. Jethro's getting quite a few of them, especially as we get more guests on. Well, how can we help you today? It's like I know for myself, I need your birth date, your month, day, and year, and then while I'm kind of doing my calculation stuff, maybe you can ask something here to Tristan.
My birthday is January 2nd, 1961.
Second. All right. Oh, I can tell you.
Capricorn.
And she's a queen of spades. It's like that's the only day that you can be in the whole year and be a queen of spades. So I know that one. That's some really interesting stuff there. Okay, oh my goodness, and her planetary ruler is a king of clubs, so she's a double royal house here. Okay, this is cool. And what would your question be? Because I know that's when for Tristan to do her layout stuff, it's like she'd like to know what area you'd like to focus on.
Career.
Career, okay. Let's have a look here.
Are you currently working?
I am not currently working.
I wasn't picking that up. That's why I asked it more like a question.
Yes.
Did you or someone around you, is it the medical field?
Yeah, I came from the medical field.
Okay. You were a nurse.
No, I was in sales.
In sales. Well, you were around nurses then. Correct?
Well, I was actually, like, that job was an inside sales job, so I was actually just talking to not so much nurses, but surgeons.
Surgeons. But you had to get through to, like, them.
Yes, yes.
And to get through to them, you had to, like, talk to, like, office people, whether it was nurses or...
Exactly.
Office staff. All right,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. Okay, so you're in sales.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to, I know you got your stuff ready, Kelly.
I do. For the Queen of Spades person, and just a little bit about you, you know, to start with here, this is called the card of self-mastery. And the indication here is, you know, people like you, you've got this power and authority, but you're surprisingly not always found in positions of authority or prominence. You can end up in positions where, you know, you kind of complain about your position, it's kind of menial, whatever, and, you know, you never go much anywhere career-wise. However, it is the card of self-mastery. It sits in the very crowning position of the spiritual spread. If you can recognize your powerful gifts and take responsibility in your life, you can get over that and rise to the heights that you want to. These are, you know, there's people here, it's like, are really hard-driven. There's two kinds. It's like, you know, either the people who are really business and hard-driven, or the flip side, the true mothers of the world who compassionately share and teach their wisdom. You're all kind of born in this ruling position, but you to actualize that for yourself, you know, you've got to really kind of take the bull by the horns and, you know, that kind of stuff, and really, really know which direction you're going with that. Your values play a key role in determining how your lives turn out. If you direct this just for material gain, which a lot of times happen, you can lose this power and potential. It's like one of the things, indications here for you, your highest potential is you need to follow your intuition, your inner guidance, and, you know, go with God. You have this Queen of Clubs as the King of Clubs as the planetary ruling card. You're really intelligent. You're really an able leader. It can bring you a lot of success in education or writing, and it gives you a strong independent streak and really a high degree of intuition. One of the big things you need to avoid mixing, love and money is not a good mix. There's always trouble when legal matters arise. You do best if you avoid arguments with men in powerful positions. You do like to spend money, and you hate getting the short end of a stick in legal affairs, but unfortunately a lot of times that happens if those things go out that way. You do best when you realize your place in the royal family and access this inner wisdom that's your birthright. You're exalted in the eyes of God. You've got all the equipment necessary to do whatever you want to. You really have in a relationship. You've got high ideals about love and marriage, and sometimes it's just like, it's kind of like that Disney special moment. It's like, if you can't un-Disney eye, it's like it can be kind of a loss rather than a gain. And there's always, again, that warning in partnership, you know, it's like love and money and business, you know, don't mix. You like to appear prosperous and have someone, you know, kind of means for a partner, but sometimes that doesn't happen either. Later in life, you find more success and fulfillment in love if you don't give up that dream of happiness. In some cases, there's a strong independent nature that, you know, kind of making binding commitments, whatever. It's like you kind of go, do I really want to do that? But then again, if you're remarried, it's like you're already there. That King of Clubs is your planetary ruler. I know, my screaming, my bottle rocket thing there. It's like, oh, my goodness. This adds a lot of power and maturity to your personality. It gives you some mental gifts that a lot of people would be envious of. You've really got a strong intuition, a quick mind, and you're usually right. But you're also able to communicate your ideas and perceptions to others in a way that usually does not put them off. You've really got this leadership ability, you probably, you know, are in some role of responsibility in your work, or, you know, you were where you were at. Either that or you have your own business. You might have some challenges with commitments and personal relationships, or attract others that do. Once you're there, though, you find a great deal of satisfaction, peace of mind, you know, being in a committed relationship. This year, finding your true purpose this year is a really important thing. Sixes can be frustrating. You've got a six in this line that can represent static and unchanging conditions. But on the flip side, it can also represent this time when, with some prayer and meditation, you can go, okay, what am I here to do? It's like, where's my path? What am I supposed to be doing? Where do I need to be? And that's kind of, you know, it's kind of where you're at here. Your long range card for this year, you're somehow going to be divided this year, either in work or health. It's the three of spades. It's the most creative card in the deck, but with all threes, it's like it's got it's a challenge to keep that energy from turning into worry, indecision, or stress, which is a low card. It just depends on how you use the energies. It's like you've got this great potential for creativity as long as you keep your mindset positive. It's like, and I tell people, you know, go watch The Secret and get in that positive mindset. Somehow you're facing a crossroads in your life. You might be trying to do or be too many things at the same time. You have this urge to be creative and explore many avenues at the same time. If you handle this successfully, you could be a lot more productive than ever. The trick is keeping your energy high, being really clear what you're doing, that when you're doing two or more things at once. Don't expect yourself to settle into one path right now. Kind of go with the flow at this point. The energies of this, you know, just kind of like relax and kind of paddle with the stream, okay? Don't try to paddle upstream. Sometimes things that happen, quote, in spades are things that we cannot escape from. It's likely, though, that you'll be successful in that in this particular area. Keep your awareness on your health and make sure that any problems in health are not, you know, are likely as a result of, like, a deep conflict or division. You know, again, that goes back to that three. So resolve the conflict and you'll resolve your health problems. In this card, the highest expression is the artist card, and it could bestow upon you a lot of success in some artistic line of work. You know, whether, you know, I mean, there are artists who cook, there are artists who, you know, paint pictures, there are artists who sew. So it's like, you know, you may have some real talent and creativity in some of those areas. Self-expression is really essential to achieving success with that. So this is a year of high creativity, which is, you know, handle that carefully to keep it from turning into stress and problems. Okay. Tris, are you getting some stuff here? It's like I've got several other things, and I'm kind of looking forward to see if I can see anything with her in particular with the business and with work. But it's like I'm going to scrounge a little bit. Are you picking up anything with her?
I wanted to ask Jackie. Can you hear me okay, Jackie?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm picking up that you weren't exactly happy with it.
With where I was?
Correct.
That is correct.
Okay. I do a three-card, you know, just for the show, of an angel spread. And the first one is your current reality. And it's kind of like a resurrection because you want to kind of, like, recreate yourself.
Yeah.
And your second card is healing, and that's your challenge card. So what you really need to do is go beneath the surface of what you think is reality and start healing yourself. Because somewhere along the lines, you're not exactly real happy with yourself in your current situation.
Correct.
Okay. And your final card is the gift card. And when you put the first two together and you start doing, like, meditations and asking your angels, calling upon your angels, you're going to gain the knowledge that you need to find exactly what it is within the field, because I'm getting that you still want to stay in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It is true, but yesterday I interviewed for a position that was actually for a theater sales manager position, so it's a more creative field that I'll be trying to sell and fill the very expensive theater. So still in sales, but a more artistic and away from the medical.
Okay, well, you're going to gain knowledge. That is your gift. You're going to get knowledge, but As I always say, you know, you have to ask the angels, because of free will, they're not going to intrude in your life. But if you want help, call upon your angels, ask them, look the angels up. I always use the archangels, and you will start seeing some help, and you will gain the knowledge.
Okay.
Does that
to know what direction to go into?
Exactly. Exactly.
I got a little bit more here for us. If I can kind of put my two cents in here.
Absolutely. It's your show.
I was going to say, you've been through your Mercury period already. It's like the biggest impact with that was from your birth date on the 2nd, and that actually ended on February 24th. Some of the stuff that was indicating for there, but, you know, it's the influence, they say, is the strongest, but it also gives you, you know, there's to a lesser influence for the rest of the year. You had this 9 of clubs as your direct Mercury card. It just says there could be something disappointing or bad news that arises suddenly and kind of passes away as quickly. It could be some antagonism to your wishes or plans by another, or sudden and unexpected disappointment that passes quickly. It could represent an interruption in your education, perhaps because of a family member. You also have this 5 of spades. That could bring a sudden or unexpected move of your home, business, to a new location, or you experience a sudden change of health, either for better or worse, or a change of employment or business methods is another possibility, even a new job. You're feeling really restless, and it might be the cause of some of the changes happening. You're going to gravitate more towards versatility in your work, which it sounds like, I mean, this is really cool what you did, or at least you're interviewing for there. The period that you're in right now is the Venus period, which is started February 24th, and it goes till, that's right, we're already past that. That was April 16th, okay. So that kind of passed too, so it'll be a lesser influence. But you had the 8 of clubs, and it was the power of your mind can bring money and success during that period, especially with respect to women. Could mean advancement in female schools or with female schools. It could be development of psychic power. It can bring particular success with groups of women of all kinds. And it says you may be a salesperson or a teacher or a speaker, but regardless of your gender, you're going to find more success with a woman boss or whatever at this time. The 5 of diamonds in that also indicated that friends, family somehow became expensive, and you should not do business with friends under that influence. So where you're actually at now is the Mars, which is, it started the 16th and it goes till June 7th. You've got the 4 of diamonds in there, and this influence gives you an aggressive capacity to make money. It can indicate satisfaction in a legal or tax matter, but it's a card of overcoming other ill influences. It can counteract any negative cards during the same period. Aggressive pursuit for your financial goals could bring in huge returns. So it's like, it sounds like this, you know, this could be, if you had this interview, it could be a really good thing. You want to work hard to earn your money, you know, make your wish list and pursue it. You know, put your 3x5 index cards out there as like on your bathroom mirror, and it's like, you know, kind of make sure you focus on those every day. The stabilizing influence of this is going to bring a happy period for you, even if the indications are of challenge. But however, the other one is not a challenge one. It's the King of Spades in this Mars. And it's any involvement with legal matters is going to turn out in your favor. You know, you can expect better relations with, you know, men, bosses, you know, success in any projects you're passionately pursuing. And this guarantees success in every area of your life if you're willing to apply the wisdom that's there for you, if you're ready to take a leadership role in your work or business. Okay, so there's indications here that this could be, you know, a really good time and a really good position for you.
Okay, great.
Kristen? Okay.
I just wanted to know, was it correct where I was going as far as the angel cards?
Let me see. Can you refresh my memory?
The 3 cards I gave you were resurrection, healing, and knowledge.
Yes. Because I felt like I got wounded by, I wasn't fired, but I felt like I was fired at my last job, and they kind of conspired against me, and even though I wasn't happy there, it was a place where I wanted to work. It wasn't a position, but it was a place where I wanted to work. So, I've been trying to get over the hurt and anger from that.
Yeah, I know. I almost wanted to say you're a little embittered.
Yes. And I'm trying to get over it. And
forgiveness is a wonderful thing. It's like it doesn't mean that what the people do to you was right, but it means when you actually forgive somebody, it just means that you're not willing to commit any more of your time thinking about them or what they've done. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like bless them and let them go. And it's like if you want to do the blessing one, it's like, you know, let them reap what they've sown, God. And it's like those things do come around.
Exactly.
You know?
You have to learn to let go and let God.
Mhm. I mean, and I honestly, God is my witness, I've been trying to.
I know, you need to make that your mantra.
Do that Nike swish on that and go, just do it. But it's a lot easier to say, you know, because we can look at it on the outside and it's like when your heart and soul has been in this, it's like, and somebody hurts you, it's like, it is hard to let go of those hurts, it is.
It is. Uh-huh. It is, but I'm telling you from past experience, just let it go. Please let it go. And you will reap the benefits of letting it go because you're a smart lady, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you have a lot of potential in what you're going to be doing. And that's why I said you plan on staying in the same field. And I didn't mean necessarily in the medical field. I meant in your sales position.
Right, right.
And I really feel that you get along very well with people, that you're very personable, and you probably could sell snow to an Eskimo.
Thank you.
And the other thing is, remember, as one door closes, another door opens. So it's like, this door's closed, let them close. It's like, let them go have fun there, and it's like your door has opened to go someplace else.
Exactly.
Right. Move forward. Keep moving forward.
Have that attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's probably a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you.
And honestly, it was. I mean, I felt a sense of relief, but, you know, it was almost a year ago and I've been out of work. So, and I am a positive person, but, you know, I'm getting antsy.
Yeah.
Understand. It will come.
Okay. Is there any timing on that?
Timing. I was going to say, you know, Jethro, Jethro's a timing guy. It's like he and Lady Palmer are going to be on tomorrow. It's like, you know, click your follow button and check us out tomorrow. Actually, Jethro's going to be on both days. He's going to be on Friday and Saturday. And a lot of times, you know, he does really good with the timing stuff. And it's like the other thing he does is like instead of talking to the animals, he talks to the angels. he's the Dr. Doolittle of the angels kind of guy. So it's like... he would be a good one just to call and just, you know, ask him on the timing bit. Just, you know, tell him when you call in, you know, you called us here today, and it's like, and kind of maybe what we got for you, and then just ask, you know, what's the timing and what does he see? Because he's a little bit better at that forward look stuff like that in terms of, you know, like dates and times.
He has guides.
I'm
trying to explain. He has guides, his spiritual guides, angel guides that, you know, talk to him, that talk to your guides.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's really
the guardian
cool.
Guardian angels, yeah.
And he'll be able to give you a more specific... I'm picking up within the next few months, but that's just me, okay?
Uh-huh.
He probably can tell you a day and time.
Uh-huh. Depends.
You know?
But on the other hand, if she's had... It's like I'm looking at this going, gee, it's like, you know, she's had an interview. It's like this could be a really positive thing. It's like, you know, do some positive mindset. And like I said, I don't know if you've ever... well, you know, watch the DVD, the movie of The Secret, or read the book by Rhonda Byrne.
I've watched it many times.
Yeah, very good. So,
yeah.
So you know how to do that moment of, like, you know, write that down, visualize what you want. Visualize what you want, and just keep the end result in mind. And it's like, and kind of let daily life go. It's like, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're taking care of, you know, your health, you're eating right, and, you know, doing your laundry and doing everything else that you're supposed to do. And volunteer. It's like... you know, if you got a place to volunteer or a church group or something like that, or, you know, prayer group, it's like, that wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah, and I have been doing that, too. I've been volunteering.
Excellent.
Well, good for you. That's really positive.
Yeah. Well, you guys have spent a lot of time with me. Thank you so, so much.
All right.
Well,
thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Call us back, and like I said, call in to Jethro and see what he gets for you for a time frame.
Can you press follow?
What's that?
Okay.
I was asking her to press follow.
Yeah,
follow up.
And it's like, and then the number is always the same. 7 days a week, it's 773-897-6461.
And then call us back and let us know how you're doing, what's happening in your life.
I will.
All right.
We really
well,
care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on. And
thank you.
It's like we got some other folks here, but thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have area code 919. You're on with us today. We got Kelly and Tristan on today, and it's like I do the birth cards. I need your name and birth date, and then Tristan, and the chipmunks. Here we go. I'm sorry, I know. It's like I got the goofiest alarms there. It's like, anyway.
At least it wasn't the Chinese man again.
Yeah. Oh,
this is chopsticks.
Okay, now this thing is acting up. I thought I had 919. Wait a minute. There we go.
919
okay.
Right here.
Now we got you. Okay, 919. Now we got you. Now we can hear you maybe.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
All right. Oh, my name is Martin.
Martin. Okay.
Okay, birthday is August 27th, 1982.
You're a Virgo.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you that Virgo man who has to get the last word in?
Tristan's a Virgo too. Don't mind her.
So I'm that was... taking that as a yes.
I tried to, but my wife won't let me.
Ah.
Ooh.
I'm checking this out. Okay, so 827-80, was it 82? Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, Martin, gotcha here.
That was the year I graduated.
Oh, wow. Well, he's a good one here. He's got the playing with the Queen of Hearts girl here. It's like your birth card is the Queen of Hearts. Okay, and I know Tristan needs to kind of have an idea what area you'd like to look at. She does a three-card layout, and between the two of us, we see what we can get for you.
Okay, it's mainly looking at career and finances.
Okay. Career and finances. Which one of you is not working?
My wife.
Okay. All right. So you're working, and you have really good energy. I just want to tell you that. But something's not, you're unsettled about something within your job.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
It's just that it's been promised promotions, not getting them.
Oh, yes. That's why you're unsettled. Okay. You're actually not happy. Okay.
No.
That's what I'm picking up. Okay. All right. So, sometimes,
that
you
happens
know,
when they overpass you. It's like, yeah, or you know, sometimes it means the company is having problems and they either can't promote or can't keep up with that cost of living stuff. Okay. What I got here real quick is this is called the Mother card, and it's like it's the Devil Neptune card. The Queen of Hearts has the share of idealism. You possess, you know, charm, magnetism, and that attracts others. You're the mothers of love. You share that with all you come in contact with. Likely you get married and devote yourself to family or, you know, get involved in professional career. You've got really above-average ability to be successful in many professions and especially good luck in the kind of professions where men predominate. You're really a sweet, attractive, sociable, loving person. You can be really successful as an artist, performer. You have an appreciation for art and beauty. You're aware of this abundance of kind of your intuition or musical ability. As long as your idealism is guided by truth, you can live this life of love and nurturing that's your birthright. So for a guy, it's like, you know, your wife is so lucky. This is a loving mother card. Your calling in life has to include sharing your love with others, and the more the better. And keep it on, you know, I'm just going to say keep that on the high side of that card, because the flip side of that is, like, not a good pretty, not a good pretty picture there. So it's like, you're doing good, though. Okay, and in career, all righty. Well, it gave me a relationship here next year. You're attracted to people of power and financial strength. You know, you're the darling of the deck. Very charming. And you're devoted to your family and ideals of love. there's just this, you know, you got a happy heart for the most part. It's like you just, you know, no one would hesitate, you know, people would hesitate to ever criticize you for anything. It's like, but you got such high ideals. Sometimes you might attract a partner that would bring you back to earth, but it wouldn't be too high or hard. And sometimes you have indecision, and you know, kind of makes you unaware of how other people feel. All righty, let's see. And the planetary ruling card, you got this Ten of Clubs. You have an aura of specialness to your personality. It draws you toward a high position in your work or profession, which explains why you're very frustrated with the no promotion. Many people with this card become known in some way, and others attain great fame. You've got teaching ability, and you might be a teacher regardless, you know, not necessarily in public school, but, you know, regardless of what kind of work you do, officially do, you excel in mental areas through all that power. It can make you kind of hyperactive mentally, and it can create stressor problems in sleeping. It's kind of like, you know, your mind is on the hamster wheel. It never quite stops. You might even be drawn towards career as an artist or actor, musician, or, you know, or just like to have those as hobbies, something like that. You could probably even have success with marketing if you do that as a hobby, market it, you know, some of the craft fairs or things like that, kind of your sideline. You're a person, personally an independent person. Sometimes you have trouble deciding which line of work to pursue, though. Let's see, you've got this king at 29, you've got this King of Spades as your long-range card this year, and this is really, really successful for you. Because you have that, There's little you cannot accomplish, because that King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck when it comes to material work and accomplishment. But it only benefits when you can take on that role as a leader in your chosen field. It implies leadership in some form, but it can be a special opportunity for you to realize some of your dearest and highest goals. So it's like, don't give up on the promotion yet. It's like they may still be coming there. If you're willing to kind of sit down, create a plan for your success or your accomplishment, there is very little that is going to get in the way from you reaching those goals. And again, that's those 3x5 index cards, you know, on the bathroom mirror. Tape that and say, my goal is, you know, dot, 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 here's what I'm going to do. You read that every day, and you kind of go, what steps have I taken to accomplish that? Kind of things will level out and kind of seem to go your way. In most areas of competition, you're going to come out on top. List of benefits just goes on for this year, but just keep in mind that they're only available if you're willing to become that king, implying being the one who's, you know, responsible, willing to direct your own destiny as well as those, you know, kind of around them, kind of be that in-charge person. And it's like, again, that's kind of that flip side. It's hard. It's like if they're not giving you, you know, the promotion where it's like you can do that, it makes it a little bit tougher to sit there with that. But it's like there might be some things that you could do, you know, kind of polish up that resume or kind of get the attention of the powers that be that, you know, do that promoting. Okay. Trent, what you got?
All right. There is a huge lack. Okay, I do a 3-card spread, and I don't know if you were listening. Were you listening to how it goes?
Yes, I was listening.
Okay. Okay, the first card is your current reality, and there is a huge lack of miscommunication going on there. Are you following that? Is that true?
Miscommunication.
With your superior.
There's some miscommunication with the people in the promoting sector, maybe, or with the upline boss?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay, all right. That's okay. You're having communication problems because, you know, they're promising you one thing and you're not the type of person that's going to sit there and rail out at somebody and yell at them. You know, why didn't I get this promotion? So you're more laid back and that's what's causing you to be kind of depressed over this.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Your next card is your challenge card. And for that, you need to go underneath the surface of what's going on and just open yourself up to realize what the situation is, what the problem is, and how we move past it. And that is, your second card is your surrender card. You need to surrender, meaning let go, let God. If it's meant to happen, it will happen. And if it's not here, it'll be in a better job. Your third card is your gift. And the third card is manifestation. So I need you to start talking to your angels. Okay? because your angels will not come to you unless you ask for their help. Okay? And if you ask, you will receive. And through this, with the manifestation, all things are going to start happening for you that you want to start happening.
Okay.
Does that sound about right to you?
Yes, that sounds right.
Okay. You need to definitely do what Kelly was saying about, you know, putting up 3x5 index cards. You're not the most, oh God, how do I put it?
Virgo's so laid back. Come on, Tristan.
No, I'm trying to. He's different though. He's you're almost kind of like really shy.
He doesn't toot his own horn, right?
Exactly. You don't toot your own horn, and you are just like kind of like, okay, here
people
it is.
Overlook you.
Yes, thank you. And I want you to start being proud of yourself. It's almost like you're not. You don't think so highly of yourself, and I don't know why you don't, because you're a good person.
Okay, yeah, I feel that way sometimes, yeah.
And if you think about it, you know, you're saying sometimes, but that sometimes really affects you.
Okay.
More than you know. You're going to look back at this and think about it and think about what we're saying to you, and you're going to be like, wow, that girl was right. I don't always think so highly of myself. I do let myself get passed by for things, and I sit there and say, why wasn't I picked? Why wasn't I chosen? I'm good enough.
Yeah, I've done it in the past. I know I have.
You're still doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, but I want you to stop that. You're a good person, and you deserve it as much as the next person. And if you don't believe it, honey, then nobody else is going to. It all starts with you.
Okay. I guess it's time for me to stop doing that.
Yes, I want you to stop doing that.
Gonna say if you're a reader, there would be a I got a book and a title for you here real quick that might come of interest. It's like sometimes books just pop out. It's called Napoleon Hill, and it's Think and Grow Rich. But one of his precepts in there is, I call it the CBAs. It's what you can conceive and believe you can achieve. So it's like conceiving is thinking of it, B is, you know, believing that it's going to happen. And A is for the achieving, so it's like, and it kind of really interestingly goes back to biblical teachings that Christ taught with, you know, act as though you already have something in hand, and act as though it is, and it will. And it's like, and when you ask, you shall receive, not you might receive, ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
Okay, I will grab that book, too. I like to read anyway, so I will get that.
All right.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
And stop beating yourself up.
I will stop.
Because you really do. And whether you want to admit it on air or, you know, cognizantly or not, you really do that to yourself. And, you know, I almost want to say shame on you, because you're a good person.
Now quit that. Now you're beating him up. It's like, no.
No, I'm not beating him up. I'm just saying shame on you that you don't realize your potential, your wonderfulness. You're a good person. You're a hard worker, and you deserve whatever raise would come your way. You would be so good at anything you do.
Okay.
One other thought there, just kind of going along there. It's like self-talk, you know, how we talk to ourselves inside our own world, you know. This is one of those things where it's like when you find yourself talking to yourself, and it's like, no, people in white coats will not come. But, you know, kind of ask yourself, it's like, is this how I would talk to my best friend? If it's not something that you would say to somebody else and you're their good friend, don't say it to yourself. It's like, treat yourself with the same, you know, lovingness as, like, you know, the two commands. There's like, you know, you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, spirit, and strength. The second is you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So indulge in a little bit of self-love so you've got that cup that overflows.
Yeah, because you're not loving yourself.
Enough.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then with the wife, it's like I kind of want to go back to this. It's like you said, your wife is out of work. Is she wanting to work, or is like, are you guys kind of expecting an addition to the family, or?
It's because of the children, isn't it?
She's been going back to school because she's been thinking about going back to work.
Okay.
I feel children around you.
Oh yes, we have a daughter. Yes.
Okay. And I wasn't sure if that was the reason why. But she's a little bit older.
Yes. She's 11.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, we want to make sure we got the best for her. So, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's more the reason.
That's wonderful. You're both good parents. What is her sign?
She's February 2nd, 1982.
Oh, she's an Aquarius.
Yes.
I like Aquarius people. So am I.
Oh, Kelly, you stop it now.
Back 10, let's see. And the second is, oh, that little girl, she's got some juice there. It's like she's a 10 of spades. She's going to be a hard worker. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's my wife's side.
His wife.
Oh, that's the wife. Okay.
I thought
that was the daughter. I was going, oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, your wife is a hard worker. It's like, and with the school and with the Aquarius, it's like she'll do good with that. She'll do good with whatever field she's in.
Okay. Yes, because she hasn't worked in a while. I was kind of wondering would she ever go back to it or not. So we know. I know she wanted to finish school. So I'm trying to make sure push it towards that.
I think that's the right idea.
All righty. Well, is there anything else? It's like I kind of feel like there's something else you want to ask or something, but it's like not sure how much else we can go here. But what I will encourage you to do is tomorrow we have a different set of readers on, a lady by the name of Lady Palmer. That's really what's on her birth certificate. It's like that's what her parents named her, was Lady Palmer. She is going to be on with Jethro tomorrow, and I'd kind of like you to call back in and just have him take a little take on what's going on with that, because he might have some suggestions with the powers that be, or, you know, what I want to say, and he'll have some he has other insights that the rest of us don't. I'll just put it that way. But, you know, click your follow button, you know, call back in if you could do that tomorrow at the same time. I'm not sure what time zone you're in, but it's like he's on 11, it starts 11 o'clock Pacific, noon Mountain, 1 o'clock Central, and 2 o'clock in Eastern time. So it's like if you can call back in tomorrow, it's like call back in and just have him, you know, do a little, say, hey, you know, I called in yesterday, and it's like I got just another small question here I want to run by you. So it's like call back in, or he'll be on Saturday too. And Saturday
okay.
He'll have Sonda Green.
Okay, I'll call back in.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Call, you know, it's like because we're here 7 days a week. It's like we usually have different people on different days, and it's like everybody kind of has different abilities. So we'll just put it that way. You know, it's like just you know, God gives gifts in all different things. It's like some people are musical, some people are mathematical, some people are artistic. It's like it's kind of the same way with intuitive gifts. It's like everybody kind of has a little bit different flavor of Baskin Robbins. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So I would. It's like I'd encourage you to, you know, to do that. And it's like if you can call back in either tomorrow or Saturday, it's like, you know, like I say, click the follow. It'll remind you. And it's like, call back in. Do call back in because we'd like to know, you know, how if there's something that he, you know, Jethro might be able to see, like what the log jam is and kind of, you know, help you get through that. It's like his Scorpio works also very well with Virgo. So it's like, you know.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Well, at least we made you smile, because you were kind of down.
Yes, I was. So that was. I feel a little better now.
Good.
This is good. This is very good. Alrighty.
We like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, hope to.
You're welcome.
Hope to hear back from you tomorrow, and it's like listen in and, you know, ask him that question. So we'll see what other kind of insights he might have for you tomorrow. Him and Jethro and Lady Palmer.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Okay. And we have a couple more here. We've got area code 786, you are live on the air here with Tristan, and she's got her angel cards, and Kelly, and I've got birth cards. So if we can give us your name. How you doing?
Yes, hi, my name is Gigi. How are you?
Oh, say that again.
Gigi.
Gigi. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. All righty. And what's your month, day, and year?
July 22nd,
1985. July 22nd. Wow. Okay, that one's near and dear to my heart. That's 85, because I have a son that's born July 22nd of 86. Wow. I can tell you, you're a six of spades, and it's like the only thing I will ask is, do you know if you're a Leo or that last bit of a Cancer?
Oh, usually Cancer. Sometimes Leo, but usually Cancer.
Cancer, okay. All righty. Well, I know you're a six of clubs with an eight of hearts planetary ruler. You have the ability to do really well in schooling stuff. Mm-hmm. And you also have a really big heart. And because of being on that cusp, it's like a lot of times you get really bummed with different things, but it's like, and you hide it well. You crawl, you do what I call you guys get into that little shell. You run back in there when your feelers have been hurt, and a lot of times people never perceive that because you do such a good job at hiding it. But anyway, Tristan needs to know the area kind of that you're looking at, so she can do
relationship.
Yeah, I knew it was relationship.
She's more intuitive than I am too, so yeah. It's like, okay.
I need your first name again, please.
Gigi.
I don't, you know, I get goofy with people's names. I'm so sorry. Right now, what I'm picking up is that you're not exactly really happy.
Vanessa line one.
Oh.
Kind of, sorry, intercom.
That's quite all right.
My break.
That's okay. Yeah. But okay. No, you're seriously with. I want to say you're in a relationship, or a relationship is around you. Or it's a friendship that you want more out of this relationship.
Or somebody's hurt your feelings.
There was someone I wanted something more with, but I'm just kind of like more over that. I'm just was wondering if something new is coming in, because I'm kind of open to that. I've been kind of not searching too much, but open to it and just at ease and ready to meet someone.
Well, that's good, because you do realize that you are young. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to be meeting so many more people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not play the field as in, like, you know, being wild and crazy, but keep your options open.
Okay.
I got a little bit I want to say here for Six of Clubs with just kind of overall, it's like, it's called the card of higher purpose and responsibility to the truth. You're a person that you really have to find the system of truth that you can believe in and live your life by. Once you get there, it's like there's no limit to how much good you can do in the world. Sometimes you can be the biggest worrier and procrastinator ever. So you really have to watch that tendency. You've got the certain responsibility to maintain inner balance and peaceful communications with people around you in your life. You can attain financial influence, and you have kind of this inherent protection over your life. God loves you. It's one of the cards that can attain the highest degree of material or spiritual success. On the other hand, sometimes you get into complacency, and you get into this rut. And my grandma always used to say, you know, the rut is the grave with the ends kicked out, so you don't want to stay there a whole long time. But you kind of have a special mission in life, and one that kind of involves bringing others to thresholds of ancient and powerful truths. And you're kind of the bringer of light. In relationship, you're going to have, you know, you like to be in love, you like to have relationships, but a lot of times you might have stuff that happened in childhood that kind of interfere with your ability to kind of make a good choice, okay? Love is really important to you. You make a good wife and mother, and you're pretty much bound to have, you know, you got some good marriage karma, and you've got at least, you know, one very good marriage in your life, and if you find the right one, it's like that'll be the only one there. Whether you do it early or later in life, you're one of these days you're going to come face up with emotional issues connected to your childhood in some way. And for that time period that you're kind of going back and dealing with the stuff in the past, you're going to have some challenges. Your love nature is really strong, and it's pure, and it's like it's always going to find a way through trying times, okay? A lot of times your notion about love and marriage tend to be really idealistic and really romantic, and it's like one too many Disney movies there, okay? And for that reason, sometimes you encounter disappointment when your, you know, dreams and Disney clash with what's really out there, because Disney paints a really pretty picture, and it's like sometimes that it bears no relation to reality as we know it. With this Eight of Hearts as your planetary ruler, you're really a sociable person. You've got a good deal of charm and magnetism. You really enjoy having attention of others, and you know, you're going to find ways to ensure you know, you get a certain amount of attention most times, because this Eight of Hearts is really a powerful card in love. And you've got a lot of power with the charm. And it's like sometimes it can help you or it can get you into trouble. It's called the Playboy or Playgirl card, and whether you realize it or not, you've got the ability to get what you want from others using this emotional power. It's also really a healing power as well, and most days keeps a circle of friends, family, or associates around him. Somehow eight hearts is kind of an important part of your life. The only cautionary there is the word of caution to this tale is like, don't abuse the power because it'll bite you. So it's like you've got, you know, the ability to get your way. That's like, make sure you know what you wish, you know, what you wish for is what you really want, because you'll get it. So just kind of bear that in mind, okay? Tristan, what you got?
I do a three-card spread. If you are listening, you know, did you listen to, like, how I do it? Gigi?
What was the question? Say it again. You can't. Do I what?
Were you listening to the show at all prior to coming online?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. I do a three-card spread. Your current reality is your thought. Your thoughts are kind of running rampant, is what I want to say. Yes.
Scattered. Okay.
Scattered. And it's almost like, wow, you're not sure what exactly it is you want.
I would say maybe like 8 months to a year ago, yeah, but lately I've been focused on yoga and working and just getting myself in order. But lately not so much. I've just been more focused, and like I felt more of a peace inside than I have, you know, in a while. So not as of right now, I'm not, no.
Okay.
Something that was happening earlier. Okay.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm picking up. Your challenge card is healing. You said that you were over that person that you wanted something from, but I don't think you're exactly over that completely.
Okay, maybe a little bit. I don't know. I think of him, but I when I realistically, when I sit and actually think of it, I don't think that's someone I would want a relationship with logically. When
okay.
I
so,
think,
so,
you know.
So you kind of put that past. You're kind of moving on.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's still in your heart area.
Okay.
And I still think that you're in love with this person. To be honest with you, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not. I think, you know, you still have feelings for this person.
There might have been qualities that you liked, but qualities you didn't like, and you might be kind of be maybe looking for somebody who's
got
the positive qualities.
Yeah,
I know, but you wanted it. You wanted that.
Part of me did, but now when I look back, I don't think that's someone that would mingle or
it
get along
out.
Well. Yeah,
right.
I don't really feel it would have worked.
Okay. Well, your last card is your gift card, and it's blessings. So basically, you need to start getting in touch with your angels and start being grateful for the things that you do have. And just you know, try and get in touch with your angels as far as that goes. Okay? And you have to ask the angels, okay? I just want to make sure you know that. Because of free will, they're not going to come and knock on your door. You have to ask them for help and guidance in the matters that really care to you.
Okay. I've got a little bit. It's like this is kind of not in a relationship, and it's like what I'll actually encourage you to do is, like, you know, if you're kind of doing the forward look at relationship stuff, call into Jesper tomorrow. Jesper and Lady Palmer are going to be on tomorrow, and it's like kind of, you know, do that same question with him, because what I'm looking at, what this year's kind of been about for you, you've had the Ten of Clubs as your long range, and it's like this is really about work. This has been really a year with, you know, work, career, with, you know, doing positive steps and doing exactly what you said, was like kind of getting your, you know, getting your life together. And it's like there's a big indication for that. There's the Ten of Clubs can bring a lot of success and recognition in one of what they call the mind-related fields or endeavors, like, you know, publishing, teaching. And teaching doesn't have to be, like, in front of a classroom. It's like, you know, if you are, like, you know, volunteering at a library and doing story hour for kids or, you know, stuff like that. It's just areas where there's large groups benefiting from your talent and brilliance. Just recognition for your talents and efforts are forthcoming this year. Somehow it's going to touch upon all areas of your life, and it's going to take more of a light of prominence in affairs. But if you don't have this productive and constructive outlet for your mind this year, it could indicate problems with stress, difficulty of sleeping at night. So find this good outlet for, you know, mental powers present. Of course, and you've been in, you're coming down kind of to the close of the year here. It's like, you know, you're going to have another birthday here in another couple months. So it's like,
yeah, I know. I'm not looking forward. 27.
Yeah. So. Lots of stuff here. But this has really been a year of mental accomplishment and having a lot of ideas. Sharing your knowledge with a large number of people, that was kind of the keywords there with that one. Another one here was that you also had the Ace of Spades, which was like a really significant one, with transformation and major changes, both internal and external, about how you kind of really, you know, look at the world and look at things. And it's like you might have to face the loss of one or more close relationships or other facets of your life come to an end. And it's kind of, you think of it as graduation, like, you know, you start out in grade school, and it's like, you know, kindergarten, whatever, and it's like, you go all the way through high school, and it's like, and you graduate, and that door closes, and another one opens, and that's kind of been this year for you. It's like you're kind of looking at ending major chapters, you know, like a major chapter of your life, okay? It's one of the
most
powerful.
I feel like almost like replenishing, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And it's
okay,
one of the, it's very powerful for personal transformation, but yeah. And the challenge for you for this is to let go of the past and start over. And it could be a year where you have the strong desire to make a definite fundamental change in your lifestyle or work. On one level, you really want to make, you know, you might want to begin a totally new line of work or affect a total change in the way you approach your work. You might be looking for something that will really motivate you and, like, really put yourself into that different mindset, like, you know, kind of what you said you've been doing. On this deeper level.
Yeah, actually,
level,
just change jobs, so you're right on the money with that.
Okay. On this deeper level, it's like you might be totally overdue for a new way of living your life, and you're really making this concerted effort at self-exploration. So it's like, again, that you probably already, you'd be like, say, you probably already did a lot of this. It's like there's always a possibility with the Ace of Spades that you might, you know, passing of someone, you know, you might have lost someone to death, or sometimes I've seen people lose their pets, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, and that's a change also, but it doesn't necessarily mean somebody close to you is going to die. As a result, you've got this Seven of Spades as your result chart card. The major challenge is working with negative patterns in yourself that have been affecting your health or your ability to work with others. So that was, you know, there's areas to be upgraded, and it's like, I'm thinking, you know, what you just said was like, you've already changed this. It's like you've probably already achieved that new level of health or spirituality. And it's not, it wasn't necessarily an easy thing to do, but it's like it's something you're going to surely do before your next birthday. You're going to end that year with more positive health or work habits, or create more spirituality in your work.
Wow.
Can I
I'm
say?
Just, I'm just shocked. I like how it's like, right, because you said positive health, because lately I've been getting back into like yoga and just working out every day, and I'm just, my body's feeling better, and just I'm not out of shape, but still you might look shape, but not, you know, health-wise. So I've just been cautious of what I'm putting in my mouth and exercising, and just the mental and physical too, and emotional.
Yeah.
Do you meditate at all?
I do, especially during my yoga classes. That's what's
right.
Usually when
kind
I meditate.
Of part and parcel,
so.
Yeah.
It helps
very
a lot.
Good.
Yes, it does.
Good.
It
gives
does.
You a lot of inner peace there, too.
Oh, and it's a because it's hot yoga, so it's like this mental challenge for me, and you get into this mindset, and it's like, you know, it's just concentration and just meditating, and I feel amazing afterwards.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
not the first 20 minutes, but afterwards.
Yeah,
There's other types of meditation, too, okay? Meditation for inner peace. And I think that's what you really need, because I think you need to come to terms with what you really want in life. Something that, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, that's a huge thing for you. And you were kind of saying that that's where you're trying to head to, or you have been trying to go to.
I've made like a list of like... I actually wrote down things I want in life, things I want in the spouse, things I want for myself, and goals and accomplishments, and I'm just trying to.
And you take them on your bathroom mirror, and you're looking at them every day and going, what have I done to my goals? Yes.
And it makes me happier because I feel each day I'm a little closer, and it feels good.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. Don't settle, though, okay?
Yeah.
Don't make sure that what you're asking for, you're receiving.
Yeah. And like I say, we got a couple more callers, but it's like we want to get going. But at the same time, it's like please do hit your follow button there, and it's like call back in tomorrow. Jethro is going to be on with Lady Palmer, and kind of ask him that same thing with the relationship, because a lot of times he'll say, man, there was one time it's like he told me, you want to meet this person, you go down literally. He goes, you go down to the Loaf and Jug, and you look for this white truck in the sky. And I was like going, all righty, I'll be there at the time. I was like, I was too. He was right. He was right on the money, and I was too chicken to go over and say hi to the guy. So it's like,
what time tomorrow? The same time.
Same time. It's like same time. 11. It starts at 11 o'clock Pacific. Noon and the Rocky Mountain time, 1 o'clock Central and 2 o'clock Eastern. And it's like, and tomorrow they're going to be on for 90 minutes, and then Saturday is a 2-hour show. And we'll have Sandra
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Well, thank you for
coming.
Well,
you're like right on the money about like work and all that. Thank you.
You betcha. Well, thank you. All right. We'll talk to you again. And it's the same number, 773-897-6461. So we'll talk to you again. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
All righty. Okay, we got 22 minutes, and it's like we got two more callers here, so I think we're gonna get to everybody here. We've got Heart 22 Heart. Thank you for being on with us today. Hello, we got Heart 20. It's like how you came up in the queue. Heart 22 Heart, are you on with us today? Okay, now
put him back in queue.
Hello. Heart 22 Heart, are you on with us? They might not be able to hear us. Okay, I'll come back to that one here in just a minute. We also have, let's see, area code 813.
Hi, ladies.
Ron.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing
pretty
great.
Good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, working hard and staying out of trouble.
It's always good. It's almost Friday. Tie a knot and hang on.
Exactly. And I decided that I needed a day off tomorrow, so that's exactly what I'm doing.
Good for
cool.
you.
You know, it's you know, you got to make those decisions every once in a while. It's like, everybody go away. I need my private time.
Yep.
There you go.
You
okay, who are we
Ron
talking to today?
It's Ron.
Okay. All righty.
I talked to you yesterday. How
yes,
you doing?
Yes, you did. Okay. Forgive me, it's like I don't recall month, day, and year of birth, so it's like each time you call and it's like I don't keep a list, so it's like if you want to run that by me again, it's like I'll pick that up for you.
Well, Trish asked me to call in, so I'm happy to, and 4865
cool.
is my birth date. And
I asked him to call in because you know, he picks up things as well.
Right.
And he, you know, was talking to me about our last caller, but, you know, that's whatever.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, have I got it? 4865, is that right?
Yeah, 4865, and, you know, just...
Oh, that's right, the double diamond. It's like, yeah.
The double diamond guy.
Double diamonds, right. The king of diamonds and two of diamonds. I know, I remember people's cards. I don't remember your day, or it was like, I have trouble with names. It was like, I look at your card. Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's how I get with my angel cards. Okay, I'm like, oh, I remember you.
So,
exactly.
Ron, am I doing good for the past 2 days that you've listened?
I have absolutely enjoyed your show. It is wonderful. You two's energy, how you bounce off each other and then support each other is wonderful. So, you know,
that's
just
what we're supposed to do.
Yeah,
we're doing it right.
You're doing exactly what. And if one person is just not feeling it, the other one just picked right up and kept on going.
Yep.
And that's how it's supposed to be, you know, that it's kindred spirits that you have.
I agree.
We do cooperation, not competition. It's like everybody plays nice in the sandbox. No egotistical here. It's like, no, because that doesn't do anybody any good.
No, and that's how it's supposed to be. I have, when I travel to California and I do readings out there, I go to various light centers, and I will do the readings with the owner, with the client. And they love it. They get a two-for-one.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
you know,
and, it, you know, we bounce. Because I don't know the person, but the shop owner does.
Right.
So
right.
I will say something, but the shop owner can put it in the context that the person can relate more to because they're more personally involved.
Right.
So it's a wonderful thing when it's a collective effort instead of an ego contest.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So agreed.
Very good. That's well put. Yes, it is.
You know, oh, no, I'm the better reader. Oh, no, I'm the better reader.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I got a little story. Got to share this one because it's so good and it's so applicable to all of us on this planet. It's like, have you ever heard the story of the blindfolded men and the elephant?
No.
Have you ever heard this one?
No.
Okay, you're about to hear it. Okay, so we have like several guys. It's like I can't remember the exact number. It's like I count them as I go through. So what they did was these guys said, you know, none of them had ever seen an elephant before, had no clue. So they put a blindfold on all these guys and said, we're going to let you go if you don't touch an elephant. So they put one guy by his trunk. They let one guy touch his ears. They let one guy, you know, touch his back and his head. They let one guy touch his tail, see what that was like. They let one guy touch his side, and they let one guy touch his legs. So it's like they each got a different feel for what an elephant was like. Then they took him, you know, back in the room, still hadn't let him see the elephant, took him back in, let him take their blindfolds off, and let him have a discussion on what an elephant was like. And the first guy goes, well, an elephant is like a snake, you know, because he's had the trunk. And the second guy goes, no, an elephant's like a fan. He's the guy that got to touch the ears. And the third guy goes, no, it's like, you know, he got to touch the back. And goes, no, an elephant is like, you know, kind of a big, tall platform type thing. And it's like, you know, the other guy touched his side. He's like, no, he's like kind of like a building, you know, but he's rough and hairy buildings. Like, no. And then the other guy with his legs is like, no, he's like a tree trunk, you know, it's like a coconut tree trunk. And the other guy with the tail is like, no, he's like a brushy thing, you know. So they are all argued about what the elephant, and the tusks, that's why I forgot the tusks, so seven of them. And the other guy was like, no, it's like he's like a spear. And it's like, so they're all arguing, you know, about the same thing. So it's like, okay. So they said, well, let's have a look-see. So they opened the door, and they all looked, and guess what? They were all right. And I said, this is kind of like what we look like with God. It's like God's like the elephant. We're all like the blindfolded people. People get different aspects of it and argue about it. So it's like, yeah.
Exactly.
But you know
and
what?
And I always get
it's all the
stuck
same
with
thing.
The tail, so, you know.
That's funny, Ron. Oh, my God.
How'd I get that end?
No. Because we didn't have a beeper? I don't know.
Oh, that's too funny.
That was too funny. I seem to get stuck with the people who want to block.
Yes. And you know, at that point, you know, sometimes I take a step back and I let the cards do the reading at that point.
Because
my cards never lie.
Exactly. That's what I say.
My cards never lie. and they may look at me with a complete blank, but the cards don't lie, and they're going to get the message. Okay.
Right.
And I'll look up, back at them just as blank.
I know nothing. Remember Hogan's Heroes and Schultz? I know nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I know nothing.
I see nothing. I hear nothing.
It's all
I
hear. This
nothing.
Is just what the cards are telling me.
Exactly. So I've had times when I've sat in the person's aura and they were just so blocked, or they're just so closed up that there was no way I was going to do a reading, and I just thanked them and said, there's nothing I can do.
Well,
right.
that's kind of like what I felt, because when Gigi came on, I immediately picked up that there was a past person.
Mm-hmm.
And I even said it, and you heard it. And she's like, well, yeah, there was somebody. It was like almost pulling teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, come on, woman, let me in if you want a reading. And I didn't say that at the beginning of the show, that you need to be
open
for me.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's okay. That's why I tell people, you know, call back in to Jethro, because it's like.
Oh, exactly. What I'm not able to read,
he has that way
I have
block,
plenty
man.
Of other people that do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because sometimes as a male, and when a female sits in front of me, or actually the worst time that I have is another male.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Competition.
Then the walls go up, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I know.
All right. Okay.
I know.
How am I going to leap over this puppy? Okay.
I know.
I got a good one for you. It's like, this was another joke. This is a comedian came on. He says these guys working out in the workout, you know, with all the machines and stuff. He says, you know how you have with dogs, you know, like Dobermans and Rottweilers are going to attack you? He says, you go cookie, and you throw it, and you run the other way. You distract them, you go cookie. It's like, oh, cookie, yes. And it's like, now, I'll read you. You know?
Oh, my.
That's so funny. Ron,
well,
go ahead. You have such wonderful energy, and I'm so glad that you called back and are following the show.
Oh, I clicked on follow, and I get your emails and everything, and then I got this energetic hit today. It's like, listen to the show.
Yeah, I sent it to you mentally, telepathically.
Yeah, well, you know, my phone's on in my head.
Cool.
It was boring. Wow.
Right. Yeah, well, I sent it strong to you because I wanted you back here.
Yes, you did, and thank you so much for having me back. It's a real pleasure to speak with both of you. And
I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
So you do readings also, is this true?
That's correct, yes. I'm a certified angel therapy practitioner by Doreen Virtue.
Oh, excellent. It's
and
like,
I've been doing
readings. Would you be open to coming on and doing a guest spot with us as a, you know, like for the whole like hour or 90 minutes?
Oh, I'd love to join you.
Alrighty.
Ladies. That would be great.
Well, we might team you with somebody else too. So it's like, you know, got to introduce you around to the rest of folks here too.
Exactly.
I have a question, because I'm not going to say your phone number on air, but is the number that you called, is that a good number that we can call you back on?
Yes, that's a good number that goes into my little light shop. So this is there, and then I sent you my website on the private email.
Yes, okay. I got your website.
Oh, she's okay.
Yes.
Did you forward that to the rest of us, Tristan?
No, I actually.
No,
like,
shame
greedy.
On you.
I've been greedy. I'm keeping Ron to myself.
Well, let's see. Gmail here. It's like, got a couple other Gmails for you. It's like one of them is kcbirthcards@gmail.com or
mm-hmm.
psychicjethro@aol.com. Either or.
Excellent. Like, and mine's archangelreadingsbyron@gmail.com.
I'll put his in the chat, Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, definitely. But you can definitely give me a call, and we can chat and talk, pull cards. I have a lots of fun with, you know, my fellow readers and healers.
Cool.
And, you know, we always go and exchange, you know, services and everything. You know, it's just a community.
Perfect.
And, you know, we need to also heal each other while we're out healing
right.
everybody else.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know,
a lot of times
it's
like the massage therapist. It's like they're the ones most in need of massage, you know, or it's like, you know, of a treatment. I'm like going, yep. It's like, and as you know, psychic type people, it's like, that's one of the first things I tell you is never try to read for yourself, you know, because you can't see the forest for the trees. It's like it's always better to get that outside opinion, you know, because somebody who's seen your outside world in a different way.
That's correct. and you know, because you have a biased view on my life. This is what I want, so my ego is going to kick in and not give me the answer that's the true answer.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to give you your truth signal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you're going to shut it off.
He knows what I mean by that.
But I have a close-knit group of friends who are very intuitive that knock me between the eyes. You know? And they keep me so humble.
Remember, who was it, Mac Davis? Remember that song? Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Exactly.
Kelly.
I'm sorry. They give me music. It's like they give me these tunes. I'm like, when I get tunes and books pop in, it's like, got to share. Sorry.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you always get down to Naples a lot, so I would love to meet you one day have coffee and say hello. That would be just when I'm down there. I have clients.
You better talk coffee with him.
Yes.
At healthy coffee.
Pine Ridge Road Regional Medical Center. I have doctor clients down there.
Oh, my God. I know exactly where that's at. It's up Pine Ridge Road.
Uh-huh. I'm right there, right off 75.
Yep.
So we go there and we meet. And so if there's any time that I'm down there, if you can email me your address, maybe we can meet and have a cup of coffee. That would be wonderful.
That's awesome.
I got a real cool question. It's like, now you put up www.readingsbyron.com. I thought it was Archangel. Is it Archangel
Readings
by Ron?
Oh, that's my email address.
I put his email address up there.
That's my email address, but my website is Readings by Ron.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because the other one was just too long and everybody was mistyping it.
Right, okay, gotcha. Yep. Keep it short and sweet and simple, no kidding.
Well, I try, you know, but the unfortunately the email address wasn't available to match the two, so I just had to, well, everybody figure it out.
Yep.
Ron, I put my email address in the chat room.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
So that you can just, you know, buzz me and I'll know it's you and we can talk back and forth and
excellent.
You know, that kind of thing. Because we have a good energy.
Yes. It's wonderful. I felt so good after I spoke to both of you yesterday.
That's awesome.
It was so nice and I felt so great. So thank you so much for what you're doing. It's just amazing.
That's cool. Thank you so much.
And we appreciate listeners who call in and talk to us too. So it's like, this is nice too.
Yes, very nice.
Absolutely, and it's just a whole lot of fun, and you know that's what life is about. You got to have some fun,
yep.
Exactly,
and enjoy each other's company. And these are what life makes life precious.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that. I so agree with that.
And there's the rest of them. It's like got Jethro's, both of Jethro's. It's like a sick mine in the middle there too. So it's
yes,
like,
I saw that right there. So
cool.
I will make sure we start the emails going back and forth, and I look forward to a wonderful and positive conversation.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Well, thank
Sounds
you,
good.
Ladies, so much for talking with me again.
Yeah,
no problem.
Anytime.
I really appreciate it. And you guys have a wonderful afternoon. Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we're gonna.
Me too.
We're gonna kind of wrap up here. It's like we got about 6 minutes left. Probably just about enough time to do. Let's see. I'm gonna try Heart 22 again and just see if I can get them. Because first time I tried them, it's like I couldn't get them, and it might just be somebody listening. Heart 22, are you on here with us? Heart 22, are you on here with us? Okay.
Calling all hearts.
No, I'm just getting that background stuff. It's like, they might have just dialed in. That's okay.
That's weird.
All righty. Well, let's see. To reiterate, at the end of the hour here, hour and a half actually, just going to kind of go over our stuff again. Tomorrow, Friday, Jethro, Psychic Jethro, and Lady Palmer are going to be on. That's 11 o'clock Pacific, 12 noon Mountain, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern Time, and they're going to be on for 90 minutes. He's going to be interviewing her in a little bit, and she's going to get to tell what she does and how to get a hold of her. She recognizes people's gifts and works with people on how to make the most of their gifts. Then we have next week coming up, we have Psychic Leo. on May 2nd. And he's been on with us once before, and he's going to be on with us again. And then on May 3rd, we have Tier Crawford, and she is a designer. We're trying to tease her into doing a little bit of psychic work with us, but she was like, no. It's like she's not quite ready to step out in the public with that. She's really into clothes designing and that kind of stuff. So it's like take a look at some of her stuff on YouTube, youtube.com/ it's called Sela Couture. It's like SELAHCOUTURE. And she's been in production for a long time, and now she's finally stepping out for design. Jethro met her, and basically he told her, like, you know, she's about 98% on with what she sees and senses, but she does not want to come on the air. She's not quite ready to step out on the air with that. So it's like, okay. So he says, that's fine. We'll just let her do design stuff. So that's what she's going to be on doing with us on that day. And then we have Deborah Katz, who is a pretty well-known psychic in California. She is going to be on our Friday, May 11th show with Jethro. And then we have Sherry Caluso. She's also another California psychic, and she's going to be coming on, although she does some jewelry things, and she does some, she's like a kind of classically trained silversmith or something like that. So I was talking to her. It's like just amazing with what she's doing with her jewelry. But she said she would answer questions if people will email her. At, it's called Terminal Wanderlust at MSN.com. It's TerminalWanderlust at MSN.com. And just tell her when you ask her, you know, ask the question, say, I'd like this, you know, answered on the air, if you would answer that for me on that day. So she's going to be on May 17th and again on June 9th. So one day with me and one day with Jethro. And then, let's see. People we're still working on. I'm still working at scheduling some of our guests. I know we're working on trying to get Anna Ellingson to come on. A little gal by the name of Svetlana. A gal by the name of Jasmine and with Healthy Stuff. Stephanie Stinnett and Kareen. And then Jethro was also on Turbo Talk the other night with Karen Kinsey, and we're going to see if we can't get her to come on with us for a little bit. We are still looking for Marie Francis, MT74_98@yahoo.com. If you would call in to Jethro and schedule that reading, you won the free half-hour reading with him in the last contest. And for those of you who want to be in the next one, if anybody buys Jethro's book, Living in the Psychic Realm, by Kay and Jethro Smith, it's available at Barnes & Noble. It's also available through Amazon. It's also available on Jethro's website, the www.jethrosmith.net. And for those of you who know how to do the computer stuff, you just take a copy of your receipt and email it into Jethro at that psychicjethro@aol.com. You will be entered in the contest. He also has some really funsy stuff going on. I'm not sure what the outcomes of contests are, but he had something where it's like, identify what this was, and it was like a starfish. It was like a purple starfish. And then there was a picture of him on Facebook, apparently. I missed it. He posted his manatee picture where he's coming out of the water, and this manatee is behind him, and it's like, kind of looks like something's trying to get him in the water. It's like, he's coming out of there. It's kind of hilarious. And then there's one he had of himself and Kay with this alligator behind them, and it's like they were kind of hoofing it. So it's like they're being chased by the wildlife in Florida.
No, they were actually running from the alligator.
Yeah, I know. Alligator was thinking snack, and they were thinking we want to live. So, you know.
Exactly. I warned him about that stuff too, coming down here.
Right.
I'm like, you don't know what you're going to get when you come down here.
Come down here, exactly. And I just read about this thing. I got 90 seconds. Okay. And for myself here, I do. I'm at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. My number is 719-289-4907. And you can call out either to schedule some time for readings or to get a printout. I do three kinds of reports. Written format, so it's like you have them to look at for the year. There's the individual report, which is your birth card, and it kind of tells you things. 60 seconds, thank you, for what's coming up for the year. There's also a relationship report, which can be either, you know, a love interest, or it can be a parent and child if you're having trouble with that teenager. You can also run your baby's birth card. You can run, if you're looking for business partners, who would be a good business partner match. The relationship is more than just, you know, well, what's in my love life. And then there's the life report, which covers like about 20 years. I am running a special on the life report. It's only $49 for the month of April instead of $75, what it usually is. And the rest of them are your $30, and it's that includes the shipping on them. Let's see, what else here? And I know Tristan is doing her angel card readings. That's at Tristan17@yahoo.com.
Tristan.
And I think they're going to... 10 seconds. Okay, we're in the NASA countdown, so we're going to wish love and light to everybody, and it's like, have a wonderful day. Tomorrow is Friday. Tune in again, same time, same station, 773-897-6461 to talk to Jethro and Lady Palmer tomorrow.
Blessings.
And I think they cut us off. So it's like I will
and we are
go back
out
in the chat room and get that. Yep, absolutely. Okay. There we are.